Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
My announcement this morning is Jesus Christ is coming sooner than you expect. So you need to get your life in order. Folks, we are living in the season and the time of his return. You know, when we look at our newspaper, actually Bible prophecies are in today's newspapers. The things that Jesus predicted are actually in the newspaper and being broadcasted through the news media today. I want to read Luke chapter 21 and 25. This is something that Jesus prophesied. He said, "And there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil. There will be perplexity by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory." So when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near. Now, folks, if there was only one of these events that Jesus prophesied taking place, we could say, oh, these things have happened before in the past. However, the signs in the sun and the moon have just occurred. We recently had a solar eclipse. The last solar eclipse like this one happened about 100 years ago. Now, most of the events that I'm talking about happened within the last couple of weeks or even days. Jesus said there would be turmoil amongst the nations. Well, you know about ISIS, but let me just mention how many nations have been affected by ISIS. 17 countries have been attacked by ISIS, and they're finding it impossible to prevent these attacks. Something else you're aware of, the United States and other partner countries recently called for an emergency meeting in the United Nations Security Council. Why? Because in the wake of North Korea's claims that they've successfully detonated a hydrogen bomb, right now, there exists a present threat of a nuclear war. You know, I brought the newspaper because this newspaper here was when Harvey hit South Texas. And you all remember that. This was such a stunning picture because it actually shows one of the streets that became a river where people had their boats helping other people on the street. Well, if this was just another hurricane or downpour, that'd be one thing. But now listen to what they're saying. Hurricane Harvey in South Texas last week had the highest water levels in history. You may be aware of this, but right now, one of the largest hurricanes in history has traveled through the Caribbean, leaving a trail of destruction, and it's striking Florida right now. Just two or three days ago, there was an 8.1 earthquake in Mexico. The news says it was felt by about 50 million people across the country. It was the strongest earthquake Mexico has experienced in 100 years. Weather stations have reported that more storms are on the way. Need I say more? all of this is happening within the last couple of weeks. When Jesus made these predictions, I used to think, okay, well, something very significant is going to happen because many of these things continue to happen through the years. But here we see them all happening approximately the same time. Folks, listen, Christ's return is not a fairy tale. The Bible says that Jesus Christ will first return for his church, born-again Christians, and then a seven-year tribulation period will take place. Listen to what the rapture is talked, where the rapture is talked about in the Bible. One scripture is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 16. It says, the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and those who have died believing in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive will be gathered up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord forever. How many of you are going in the rapture of the church? That's everybody. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Make sure you've got your ticket. Your ticket is salvation. Now, after that, the tribulation will follow. And the Bible says it will be the worst time in human history. Now, the natural disasters that we're currently experiencing are like a dress rehearsal. Folks, listen, there are thousands, there are hundreds of thousands of people being displaced. Are you aware of that? The numbers are staggering. These are people with real lives and real circumstances. The Bible says, not the Bible, but actually the news says that the repair bill is going to be in the billions of dollars. That's what it was for Harvey, and now we have Irma coming in. These natural disasters are a small sample of the devastation the world will experience during the tribulation. That's hard to believe. But that's exactly what the book of Revelation tells us. Now in Matthew 24 and 21, Jesus talks about the tribulation period. He says, "For then there will be great tribulation, such has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be." Have you noticed that most things I'm talking about have never been before? Or it's been a long time before they happened? God is shouting. He's shouting that things are changing. He's shouting that judgment is coming. He's shouting, get ready. And the way we get ready for whatever takes place is by receiving his son, Jesus Christ. Please listen to me today. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, don't wait. Don't wait, accept him today, because Jesus Christ is the only way to God, to salvation, and to heaven. How many of you know that? The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2 and 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, not for some people, for all people. And we receive Jesus by admitting our sins. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Admit it. And we receive him by being sorry and willing to change. And then by asking for his forgiveness. In Acts 3 and 19, it says, now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Next, invite Jesus Christ into your life to take control of your life. The Bible tells us in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, just as if you had never sinned. And it is with the mouth that you confess and you are saved. Take the time to do that, even right now, those of you who may not have accepted him yet. Just pause and right now, just do what I just told you to do. because it makes all the difference in your life and in your eternity. Your life will change if you do that in faith. If you really mean that, you'll become a new creation. And 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, anyone in Christ, anyone who accepts Christ becomes a new creation. All things pass away. Behold, look, all things have become new. And if you're doing that right now, please pray every day. Read your Bible. Find a church that believes exactly what the Bible says. You're welcome to attend this church if you're in the area. But for now, keep listening to this message. Last time I began to talk about how our behavior demonstrates whose side we're on. Are we obeying God's word, or are we living a life of compromise, which defeats God's plan for our lives? Now, one of the keys to understanding God and the relationship he desires to have with you is to remember the first and most important commandment. That commandment says, love God with every fiber of your being. Listen to Matthew chapter 22 and 35. It says, a Pharisee, an expert in Moses' teachings, tested Jesus by asking, which commandment is the greatest in Moses' teachings? Jesus answered, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the greatest and most important commandment. There will always be a fight for who is going to sit on the throne of your life. Jesus says it needs to be God. It needs to be your creator. It needs to be your Father in heaven.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I mentioned last time how the children of Israel had been delivered from slavery. And when they got into the wilderness, Moses went up to receive the Ten Commandments. And while he was there, he was taking too long for some of the people. And they said to Aaron, make us another God who will lead us through the wilderness. When Moses returned, he saw how they were all partying, and doing all kinds of vile things, and had created a golden calf. And he stood by the gate of the camp and he said to the people, who's on the Lord's side? Folks, you can't love yourself and others or your pleasures more than God and be a Christian. I know some people think that you can straddle the fence. You can have one foot in the church and one foot out, but that is not the Bible. God demands total love and loyalty in our relationship with him. Revelation chapter 3 and 15 says, I know all the things you do. Look at the person next to you and say, God knows what you're doing. Aren't you glad? Now, if they had a strange look on your face, you know they're not. But we're not people to judge here. We're just fruit inspectors. Jesus said, I know that you're neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. But since you are like lukewarm water, in our relationship, not hot or cold, I'll spit you out of my mouth. That's pretty straight. Folks, listen, you cannot love the world and love God at the same time. There are people who try to do that. There are Christians trying to do that. And 1 John 2 and 15, it's just emphasizing that you cannot love God in worldliness. It says, do not love this world nor the things it offers you, for when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. You know, the things of this world are so empty. If you would take time on TV and watch some of the programs following the different movie stars and following all kinds of different things, you see it is just really empty. Some of it's really, really crazy. It's the devil's plot to separate you from the things of God, from prayer and from reading the Bible, from church, from Christian fellowship. See, the devil, he's doing everything that he can to get you to focus on the world, focus on parties and focus on drinking and on weed and recreational drugs, on hookups and wrong relationships, the things that he puts in your way to destroy your divine destiny. Verse 16 goes on to say, for the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and our possessions. These things are not from the Father. They are from the world. This is what the world has to offer you. This is not what God is offering you. In fact, God wants you to break up with your past. God wants you to embrace your real purpose for living, your real destiny that he's assigned for you. And the season that we're living in is shouting at us today. Verse 17 says, and this world is fading away. Along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God is going to live forever. I want to remember something, folks. It's not how you start, it's how you finish in your relationship with God. Many have started well, but finished poorly. In Colossians 4 and 14, Paul sends greetings from himself and two of his faithful associates. He says, Luke, the beloved doctor, sends his greetings, and so does Demas. But then later on, in 2 Timothy 4 and 10, he says, Demas, just a play on words. Demas is his name, has abandoned me. He fell in love with this present world and went to the city of Thessalonica. In this world system, there are parties, immoral relationships, there are drugs, there's entertainment. I'm going to say it again. They're all distractions that lead to destruction. You cannot live in disobedience to God's word and make heaven. Folks, listen, you'll die in your sins. Now, this is a very direct message. We are living in very perilous times. And Jesus Christ is about to come back soon. How soon? I don't know. I just know that we're in the season. So we must get ready and be more serious than we've ever been before. You cannot live in disobedience to God's word and think that you're going to make heaven. In Romans chapter 8 and 13, it says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Speaks of eternal death there in hell. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of your body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Folks, you have to decide once and for all whose side you're on. You can't serve two masters. Listen to what Jesus said. This is in Matthew 6 and 24. He said, you can't worship two gods at once. Loving one God, you'll end up hating the other. Adoring one feeds contempt for the other. You cannot put any relationship before God, which is idolatry. Not even your own life and think that you're a follower of Jesus Christ. Now listen to what Luke 14 and 26 says. If you want to be my disciple, you must hate everyone else by comparison. And then Jesus starts giving us the list. I'm talking about people like your mother and your father, your wife and your husband, your children, your brothers, your sisters, yes, even your own life. Otherwise, you can't be my disciple. In fact, if you're not willing to carry your own cross and follow me, you can't be my disciple. And yet a poll came out and said that the closest relationships that most Christians have is not with God, it's with their family. I hope your family can give you a ticket into heaven. I think all of those tickets are being sold by God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, though. I don't think they have any of those tickets. I just read for you that if you put people, places, and things before your love for God and Christ and the Holy Spirit, you're not going to make it. You're not his disciple. Come on, help me preach today. Look at the person next to you and say, the Bible says, not Pastor Steve, if we put other people before God, we cannot be a disciple or follower of Jesus Christ. Guys, that's tight, but it's right. It's actually what God says. Isn't it refreshing to come to church and hear what God says? It's refreshing when you have a scripture behind everything the pastor says. You know that he's not making it up. I'm giving you book, chapter, verse. And that's what makes the word so powerful. It's no one's opinion but God's. And God's truth to our lives can change our very lives and destiny. Now the devil has and is going to keep on sending people into your life to lead you away from God and from your divine destiny. Just expect it. And it comes from the most unexpected places. However, many have maintained friendships from the past. Now, maybe not you, but the church down the street. And that's because those old friends know where all the bodies are buried. They have some dirt on you. But listen, folks, you're not the same person that you were anymore. It's time for you to break up with your past before it's too late. You know, I know that people are loyal. You want to be loyal to your friends, but you just got to understand, folks. Listen, you cannot be unequally yoked with individuals who really don't love the Lord the way you do, because there will always be the temptation there that Satan will bring into your life to influence you.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Whose Side Are You On? Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help. We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances, strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you, we bind your power. You will not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.